You're listening to Avod V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos. We are going to try to pack a few into one, just to catch up from what we missed over Yom Kippur. So we are going to do Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. That's where we're going to start from. The starting point will be the previous Amud we just quoted on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Remember the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Elazar in the cave, and they came out. And you know, the tremendous miracles that happened for them, that they survived all these years. And we mentioned that it's interesting that this comes up on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Beis, Lag, right? So we know this is one of the commonly referred to Gemaras of Lag Ba'Omer is actually found in Lag Ba'Shabbos. So at the bottom of the Amud, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that he wants to, right, he says four lines from the bottom, or just before the word Amar, just before that. Amar, he said, Ho v'yisrach ish nisa, izil askin milsa, now that I, since a miracle happened for me, I'm going to go in and fix something. Diksiv, v'yavo Yaakov shalem, that right, the pasuk says that he, that Yaakov, after his encounter with Esav's malach and Esav, he arrived in Shechem Shalem. Va'amar Rav, and Rav said about this, Shalem Bagufa Shalem B'mono V'Shalem V'Saraso, he had his physical body, his health, his money, and his Torah, he was complete in all these areas. So Va'yichan Es Pnei Ha'ir, so he, it looked like he camped in the place of the city. But Amar Rav says, Matbea Tikin Lahem, he made like an image or a coin for them. He made some type of currency that was like his gift to the community for his, as a thanks to Hashem, I guess, for his survival. Ushmal Amar Shvakim Tikin Lahem. Ushmal says that he made marketplaces. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzos Tikin Lahem. He made bathhouses for them. Amar, he says, Ika Milsa. So right, based on Yaakov Avinu's precedent, he wanted to also do something nice for the community, some public service as a thank you to Hashem for the miracle. Amar Ika Milsa Debai Litikune says, so what needs to be fixed here? Do you guys need traffic lights? Do you need a marketplace? What can I do to help? Amrulay, they said to him, Ika Duchta de Isbe Safik Tuma. There's a place where there's a Safik Tuma, top of the next Amud. Vislahu Tsara Lakohanim, Lakufe. And it's a lot of trouble for the Kohanim to get around because there's a Safik Tuma there and they have to be Machmir and they can't travel through this passageway. So he says, great, I'm happy to fix it. Let's see what I can do. Amar Ika, he said, Ika Inish Diyadad Ischaze Kacha Tahara. Is there anybody that I can ask who might know what's going on? Amar Leha, who Saba? They said, there's an old man who's an old timer. He knows a lot of the history of this town. Maybe you can ask him. So, and this man said, Kan Kitet Ben Zakai Turmase Truma. So so Ben Zakai, meaning Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, over here, he would cut his truma, was lupines or something like that, some sort of plant, and he would cut them here, even though they were truma, meaning that's an indication that it was a tahor place, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai was aware of it, and Rashi also notes that Yochanan Ben Zakai happened to also be a kohen himself, aside from the fact that he's preparing truma there, he's planting truma seeds there, so avad ihu nami. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai also did this, and kol hecha dahava kashi tahare. And every place that was hard, he proclaimed it tahor. But kol hecha dahava rafe, and any place that the ground was weak, sinai, he marked it off with lime or something like that to indicate that it was tamei, that there was a kever there. And Rashi here says is very interesting, says that it's. What's quoting your psikta? What happened here is there's actually a miracle that Taimakate Turmas and Mashlich and Sham, you put down the lupines there, but Nasa Nase. A Nase happened, but Safa Mase Bamokam Shahu Sham, that the Mase would kind of like float up. So I don't know if it came above ground, but at least pushed up the ground. And that miracle happened for Rav Shimon bar Yochai, so he's able to mark off the areas that were Tahor and Tame. And he helped the community. So community service. Amar Hausaba, the old man said to him, Tir Ben Yochai Besa Kvaros. Ben Yochai purified a cemetery, right? Saying, speaking derogatory, like meaning like, you know, you call this Tommy area Tahor. Amarle, he said, Imale. So he says, so Rabbi Shimon responds to me. He says, listen, Imale hayise manu. Listen, if you wouldn't have been with us, you could say this. Vafilo hayise manu, even if you would have been here, velo nimnisi manu, you wouldn't be counted with us, yafa atamer. It's good what you said, meaning like you could have a taina against me had you not been here, or even if you were here but you didn't join in with us. But you were here. You were part of the board meeting. You were in the WhatsApp group. You were in this whole discussion. You knew what was going on, and you waited till the end, and then after I've already done this, you say, "Oh, you purified a cemetery." So now, what are you trying to do? Yomer zonos mefarchas zoas zo. He says people are going to say that even zonos, even prostitutes, will comb each other's hair. Rashi says, "Ser chaver to liosna." They'll make each other look nice. Even zonos will do nice things to help each other in the trade. Talmidei chachamim lo kol shekein. But in Talmidei chachamim, all the more so. Or wouldn't you expect that they should treat each other properly? And you're trying to create the strife and this machlokas. Yohav be'ena, he gave him a look. V'nach nafshei. And the old man passed away. Nafak l'shuka, he went to the marketplace. Chazai Yehuda ben Geirim, he saw Yehuda ben Geirim. Yehuda ben Geirim, remember the previous Alvad, he's the one who told over what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said about the Roman government. And it eventually came to the Roman government what he said. So he said, Amar adayin yesh lezeb olam. He sees Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he says, like, is this guy still in the world? Nussin Boenov, he put his eyes upon him, Vasahu Gal Shalatsamos, and he became a pile of bones. So that's what happened to Yehuda ben Geirim. Again, it's a discussion. Rashi holds that Yehuda ben Geirim did it innocently. Could be still problematic, and some don't view Yehuda ben Geirim so favorably. Okay, new Mishnah Masnison, Gimel Dvarim Sarach Adam Lamar Bezalke Besarav Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. As it gets dark, there are three things a person should say in his home Erev Shabbos. Isartem, Iravtem, Halikas, Aner. He should say, have you taken off Maaser of the food? Have you Iravtem? Have you made an Erev? Hadlikas, Aner. Go light the candles. You should say these three things. Right? You're not supposed, there's an Isser Derbanan of taking off Maaser on Shabbos. And normally you can eat Maaser in a temporary way, but on Shabbos it's always considered Kviyus, as Rashi says. And Iravtem, have you made an Erev? Also, you can't do that on Shabbos. You need to make sure that you have the proper Eruvin. Right now, the assumption will be Eruv Tchumen, Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Tchumen, very quickly, is that right? You can only go out to 2,000 amos of your space on Shabbos. But you can extend that if you put something, some food at some other distance. That could be considered also your residence of Shabbos, and you can really extend 2,000 amos from there as well. So that's an Erev Tchumen, the Tchum Shabbos, you can go beyond the Tchum Shabbos. And Erev Chatzeros is that people who are in a Chatzer together, so there is an Isser Derbanan for them to carry in that Chatzer, but there's a Heter of, if you make an Erev Chatzeros where everyone joins in and there's also food, everyone's joined together, so one Chatzer becomes like one property you can carry within that Chatzer. So you need to do that before Shabbos, and Hadlikos and Ner, obviously you have to light candles before Shabbos. So you should do these as it gets dark on Shabbos. Safik ein chashecha, if it's safik, whether it's dark or not, it's unclear, it's what we're going to call Benesh Mashos, ein maser nesavadai, ve'ein not bilan esakelim, ve'ein madlikan eseneros. You're not allowed to take off meiser of something that is vadai, right? Vadai, that was untied. We're going to differentiate in the seif of the Mishnah that if it was not vadai, if it's demai, if we're not sure if meiser was taken off, right? If meiser wasn't taken off, if we know it wasn't taken off, then it's considered tevel, and it's completely forbidden to eat, as we discussed on the previous daf. But if it was not taken off, but if we're not sure, it's considered demai. And or if we're not sure, meaning we got it from an Amaretz and we're not sure, so that we're going to be able to take it off because it's not going to be during Beinash Mashos, because it's Rashi says it's not the tikkun that you're accomplishing is not as great. If it's for sure tevel, then you cannot take it off because that's a great tikkun that you're making. So and you can't be Mahasana Savadai, may not be Lanessa Kalim, and you can't Tovel Kalim, because also Kalim are not functional if they're not, if you need a tefillah for them, they can tell me they need a tefillah or tefillah's Kalim in general. And therefore you're not allowed to do that. Vein Madlikin Saneros, and obviously you can't, right, if it's, again, this is Banish Moshe's area, it seems that it's, that we're being Machmir and considering it night. And therefore you're not allowed to, or to some degree, we'll discuss. So you can't light the candles. Avo Maaser, it's a Demai. But if it's Demai, you can take a Maaser from that, because it's not as it's not a Tikkun Maaliyah. It's not as important, because the truth is, it's only like an Isser Derabanan Demai, and the assumption in general is that Rovi Ami Aretz, Rashi explains Rovi and Gemara elsewhere, the majority of Ami Aretz do take off Maaser. It's just like an extra Chumrah. Meaning it's a halachic chumra, but in this Banish Mashos, the Suffolk zone, it's okay to do this. And Marvin, and you can also make an Erev during this time. We'll have to qualify that. And Vitomin and Sachamin, and you can also insulate hot foods, which also we'll discuss what the problem is with insulating in general. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, from where do we know this? There's a discussion in the Rishonim what exactly it's referring to. Is it referring to all these things or just the Shabbos candles? But Minani, at least what do we know? It's Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, V'edata ki shama alecha, fakat navacha velo sechata. Right? That you should know that there is shalom in your tent. There's peace in your tent. V'kadacha navacha, and you should instruct, you should command your naveh, your house, your home, your abode, velo sechata, and you won't come to sin. So you should instruct things Erev Shabbos, and it could be the Shalom is a reference to Shabbos candles, and right, because one of the reasons is for Shalom bias. But you should do this Erev Shabbos. And then there's an important, very, very important qualification for all this. Amar Rabba Bar Aruna, Avagav de Amar Rabbanan Shol Shel Devarim Tzarich Adam Lomar Vehulei. Even though the Rabbanan say that there are three things that a man needs to say in his house Erev Shabbos, Tzarich Lemarinahu Benichusi, you should say it nicely. Kihecha de la Kablinahu, so that they'll be makabalit from him. You should make sure to say it nicely. And it's brought down the halacha that you should say it Benichus in a nice way. You shouldn't, create, an anxious, environment Erev Shabbos. Ravashi says, "Ana lo shemina liha de Rabba bar Ravuna. I never heard this teaching of Rabba bar Ravuna. The kiyamti misfara, but I've been doing this my whole life. Misfara, it's logical that I wouldn't want to do that. First of all, because it creates a negative environment to Shabbos, which you don't want. But even more, it'll cause people to sin. And we have elsewhere it's discussed that if a person rules his home with ema, with fear, we have in Sechas Rosh Hashanah and other places, that it causes people to sin, and just more secretly, a wife or the B'nai Bias might do an aveir not to get the Baal Bias or whoever the angry person is angry, and it leads to more aveira. Okay, but Hagufa Kasha, but this off as a contradiction. Amrat. Amat shlosh devarim tzarich adam lamar besoch beso erev Shabbos im chashecha. That these are the things that a person has to say erev Shabbos im chashecha as it gets dark. So im chashecha in savich chashecha savich en chashecha lo. The implication is that if we're already in the zone where if it's savich en chashecha, then we can't do it, right? We shouldn't say this anymore. We shouldn't tell them anymore. Vahadratani, but then it goes back and it teaches Safi Khashekha Safiana Khashekha Ma'arev. Right? So you tell me as it's starting to get dark, I should tell everyone, okay, everyone, did you make the Erev yet? Make the Erev if you can't. But then the Mishnah later says that if it's this Banish Moshe zone after it's already starting to get dark, it's where it might already be dark, we're not sure, we say you're allowed to make an Erev. What are you talking about? Didn't we just imply that you need to make the Erev latest by before this Banish Moshe time? And then it looks like the Gemara ends it, and then it says, "Simon begufia zimra tzifra bechavla demilsa." That with the body, with the and I guess pruning and bird rope with of the thing or the speech, maybe the thing, but this is some sort of simon. So the Acharon will explain what this simon is. This is actually a simon for, we're about to see an answer to our question by Rav Abba Amarav Chia Bar Ashi Amarav. And this is a simon for all the things, or at least most of the things he says in this Masechta. So this is how all his teachings, most of his teachings were remembered in this Masechta from that simon. The first one is Bagufia, that's referring to the question that we just started with of Hagufa kasha. So this is Hagufa. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Achia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav lo kasha kan. So it's not a question. Kan be'erve tchumen, kan be'erve chatseros. That there is a difference between erev tchumen and erev chatseros. The erev tchumen is a much higher level problem. Or tikkun, right? Erev chatseros, Rashi is going to explain. It's like a chumra ba'alma, meaning it's something that the Rabbanan created. There's a problem that the Rabbanan created, and then there's this out. But erev tchumen is it might be a deraisa or it might be a smachta on psukim, but there's a real concern of tchum, and then they created something called erev tchumen to help out. So whether the tchum itself is an iser deraisa or it's like a smachta and therefore rooted more in psukim. It's a much bigger concern, and therefore the erev made for erev tchumen is more it's considered more of a tikkun. It's more of an accomplishment than making erev chatseros, and therefore when the Mishnah says that you need to warn people as it's starting to get dark, so that's a warning. Make your erev tchumen. Now, when it says, okay, now we're in Banish Mashos, it's Safik Hashecha, Safik Enoch Hashecha, so you're still allowed to make an Erev, that you can no longer make Erev Tchumen, but you can make Erev Chatzeres at that point. And that is his resolution. Vamarava says, Amru lo shnayim tseva arev aleinu le'ech, so if someone says, two people say to one person, go make an Erev for us, an Erev Tchumen, so go into two different places, and make an Erev Tchumen, Erev alav mibaod yom, So he goes to make one Erev when it's still daytime, and then he makes a second one when it's already Banish Mashos. And then what happens? Zesha Erev Alav Mibeod Yom, and the one that he made the Erev when it was still daytime, Nechal Eruva Banish Mashos. The food was eaten during Banish Mashos, whether by a person or by a dog. Rashi explains somebody ate it, meaning that it's no longer there, but it was already Banish Mashos. Vizesha Erev Alav Banish Mashos, Nechal Eruvo, Mishachashecha. But the one that the Erev was put there Banish Mashos, and then it was there, after it got dark, and then it was eaten after it got dark. Shneim kana eruv. Both of them, the eruv works for them. So the Gemara asks, Manavshach, what are you talking about? Either way, it doesn't make sense. E banish mashos yamamahu basar likne. If banish mashos time, if that is considered daytime, so then the second eruv should take effect, and kama lo likni, but the first guy shouldn't, right? Because if banish mashos is considered daytime, so then the first one, right? So the eruv was set up while it was still day, and then it was eaten during banish mashos. So the eruv can only take effect if on the onset of Shabbos, meaning when it's night already, Friday night, the bread was still there. The food was still there that the Erev was based on. However, in this case, we said that the first guy, his Erev was made during the day, and then it was already eaten during Banish Mashos time. So if Banish Mashos is considered day, then his Erev shouldn't take effect. But the other guy, since the Banish Mashos, his Erev was made during Banish Mashos, and then it's nightfall, and then it was eaten at some point after nightfall, so it was made during the day, and then at the onset of Shabbos, it still exists, and then after nightfall, it was eaten, so his should work. V'i Banish Mashos Lelia, who? But if you say that Banish Mashos is actually nighttime, so kama likni, basa lo likni, so then the first guy's Erev should take effect, and the second guy's should not, because the Erev was made during the nighttime, if Banish Mashos is considered night. So the answer is Banish Mashos Sveika Hu Usveika Darabanan Lakula. The answer is no. Banish Mashos is a Safik Darabanan, right? Right. We're not sure if it's day, we're not sure if it's night, which we'll discuss more in the next Amud. And therefore, it's a Safik Darabanan and it's Lakula. So the first guy's Erev and the second guy's Erev. For the first guy, the Erev was made during the day and it was eaten during Banish Mashos, so for him we're going to consider it night, Lakula. And for the second guy, the Banish Mashos is considered day for him, so it was made during Banish Mashos, it was made during the day, and it was eaten only after it got dark. Vamarav, and another teaching from Rava. Why do we say that? So we're going to learn later on, that we don't insulate something that doesn't add heat. Rashi says, like wool, there are certain things that you'll put on that'll, that you'll try to insulate a pot with, and that'll, like, basically add more heat. So we're definitely not, we're never allowed to do that. As we're going to learn momentarily, even when it's daytime, we're not allowed to do that. But let's talk about something that doesn't add heat, that's not Mosif Hevel. So why are you not allowed to do that once it gets dark? Right, it's just insulation. What's wrong with just insulating when you're not cooking it? So, there's a concern that maybe you will come to cook it, meaning that we're concerned that if you're allowed to, if it's already Shabbos and you're allowed to insulate it, you might find that it's not hot enough, so you'll cook it a little bit and then you'll insulate it. So therefore, they prohibited even insulating it, and this is for something that doesn't add hevel. However, we said during Benish Mashos in the Mishnah that you are allowed to insulate at that point. So the Gemara asks, so Abaye, Samar Le Abaye says, Ihachi Benish Mashos Nami Nigzor. So the halacha should also be by Benish Mashos. We should also be concerned. Amar Le, Rava responded back to him, Stam Kateros Roscho, saying, in general, pots are going to be already very hot and already cooked. Rashi explains that Shasamach LeBenish Mashos LeBan Rashi Shasamach LeBenish Mashos Hum Arvir Me'ala Or, that over here if it's during Benish Mashos, so the assumption there is that the pot is already going to be hot, it's already been cooked, and we're not worried that you're going to come to cook it there, and therefore we allow you to insulate it there. However, once it's already Shabbos, then we don't want you to insulate, because if we let you insulate then you could be, you're going to be prepared, trying to cook other foods and then insulate afterwards. But that, and again, this is all talking about something that is not Mosif Hevel. However, Vamar Rava, Rava says, Mibnei Ma, turn the Amud, top of Lamadavad Alibes, Mibnei Amru, So why do they say that you're not allowed to put on something that adds hevel, that adds heat? Even if it's before Benish Mashos, you're not allowed to do that. So, gzeira shema yatmin beramets sheyesh ba gachelas. That we're concerned that maybe you're going to insulate it with ashes that have in it some coals left. And that would be a problem. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to him, V'yatmin, so let him do it. Let him insulate with ash, with coals in it. Again, this is Mibo'od Yom. It's not cooking, it's Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara responds, G'zer Shama Yachat HaVeGacholim. Well, yeah, but if you're insulating with ash that has coals in it, so now you might come to stoke the coals on Shabbos, and that'll be an Isser of Mavir, of lighting a fire. So it was forbidden. Even Erev Shabbos, a Dover that's Mosif Hevel, and if it's a dover that's Enomos of Hevel, it doesn't have live coals in it, that's still a problem on Shabbos itself because you might come to cook it, but it's not a problem during Benish Mashos, because most hot pots already have cooked food at that point. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brayso Benish Mashos, Safik min hayom min halayla, Safik kula min hayom, Safik kula min halayla. So this brayso wants to understand what Benish Mashos is. So there is a Safik, whether is it considered yom, is it considered both day and night? Is it considered kula min hayom? Is it considered only day? Or is it considered only night? Meaning, is it maybe day or is it maybe night? But there's also a possibility that it has properties of both and will count as both. And because of this suffix, this three-way suffix, we thought it was just a two-way suffix, just a three-way suffix. Is it night? Is it day? Or is it a mixed breed? So, matilin oso lechomer shnei yamim. We lean towards being machmir for 2 days. We're going to explain what that means in a little bit. The izuhu banish mashos. So what is that time of banish mashos? So we're going to have 4 shitas. Really, there's going to be 3 shitas, but one of them is going to be a machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, how we understand it. So three shitas are now. Ve'ezu benish mashos, mishatishka hachama, from when the sun sets, kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin, all the time, so when the sun sets, all the time that the east, right, where the sun is had come from, but now it's the sun's in the west, but the east is red, hichsif hatachton, so the lower skies are dark, v'lo hichsif ha'elyon, but the upper skies have not darkened yet, meaning like the upper horizon is not dark yet. Benish Mashos. So that time is where Benish Mashos starts. So it's where it's from Shkia, Shkia Chama, and the sun is red. And But the upper and lower skies have not darkened yet. Have not both darkened yet. Hichsiva elyon, once the upper skies are darkened, the hishve l'tachton, so now the whole entire sky is dark, zehu laila. That is considered light. So the Banish Moshe's period is from Shkiyas Achama until the point where both the upper and lower skies have reached their darkness. And this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Kedei shehalich adom mishetishka achama, chatzi mil. It's the distance, so this is a very simple one. It's the distance that it takes from Shkia Sechama for them to walk half a meal. So, meaning Shkia, and then the time starts at Shkia and it ends approximately 9 minutes later. That's Rabbi Nechemya Shita. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Benesh Moshe's Keheref Ayin. Zenichnus Vezeyotze. He says that it's like the blink of an eye. This one enters and this one leaves. Now, it's interesting, Rashi over here says kashir kritzas ayin berifyon below v'chazaka, that it's like the blink of an eye, but like with weakness, not like a strong one. So I guess not a strong blink, they're a slower blink, but still it's a very very short time to the point that he says v'efshar lamod alav, and you're not able to stand on it, meaning you can barely tell the difference between this. So again, the three shitos are from Shkia Sechama until the upper and lower skies are both dark. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya says it's the time from Shkia Sechama until about 9 minutes after to half a meal. And Rabbi Yossi says that it's Karef Ayin. He didn't say when it was, though, actually. And we'll, before we analyze this, we'll go back to the previous statement. Amar Mar Matilano So Lechomer Shnei Yamim. The master said that we have a chumrah of considering it 2 days. L'may hilchaso. So what halacha is this talking about? That it's considered 2 days. Amar Rav Huna, Bereder of Yeshua, le'inyan tuma. It's so he says it's actually regarding tuma, and specifically about a zav. Because it's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, rush ne'yamim beinash mashos. If somebody saw for 2 days, I mean, he saw, what looks like, carry for 2 days. Banish Mashos, both of them, both of these re'ios took place during Banish Mashos, Safik Lutuma Ulukarban. Okay, so let's just take a step back. There's a long Rashi, a few Rashis that explain this. I'll explain it, briefly outside. But there are halachos of somebody who has a seminal emission, he sees carry, so he is considered a baal carry. And there are more strict halachos regarding a zav. Now, a zav, in order to be a zav, he needs what looks like a carry emission, but he has two of them. And these two re'ios have to be either two re'ios on one day or in two consecutive days. So it's either having this flow on two consecutive days, that this day in between it's a hefsek and it's not, or two in one day. And if he does, then he doesn't have the status of baal keri, then he has the status of a zav, and there's sfira and tefillah required. And if he has three of these re'ios, so then there's a stricter level of zav that he needs to, that he actually needs to bring a carbon as well. So he's not just, he doesn't just have tumas zav, but if there are three re'ios on three consecutive days, or three on one day, or I think even on two on one day, one on the next, then he would be, he would not just be, have tumas zav, but he has to bring a carbon as well. So regarding this case, so we have the let's say he saw these emissions during Banish Mashos. So now it can get complicated. So let's say on Yom Rishon and Yom Shlishi, right? Sunday Sunday night during Banish Mashos, or Sunday, as it's getting to be night during Banish Mashos, he has the one emission, and then on Monday night to become Tuesday, he has another one. So what is the status of this Banish Mashos period? Is it day? Is it night? So it could be that, it's considered, day. It could be that it would be considered day. Maybe it could be he had it on the earlier part of Banish Mashos on Sunday and the later part of Banish Mashos on Monday. And it could be that that one's considered day and that one's considered night. And therefore, it's really he had one Re'iyah on Sunday and one Re'iyah on Tuesday. It's halachically Tuesday. And since they're not consecutive days, it wouldn't be considered anything. It could be that they're both considered night and therefore it's two consecutive days. And therefore Sunday night and Monday night, Ben Shmashos is considered Sunday night and on Monday it's considered Monday night. And it was two consecutive days. Now, if there's a third possibility, it could be that it's considered both Sunday, it's considered both the previous day and the night during Banish Mashos. And therefore, the Banish Mashos on Sunday is considered a Re'iyah on both Sunday and Monday. And on if you had it during Monday night as well, so it's considered both Monday and Tuesday. And if that's true, then he had three consecutive Re'iyos, even though it was only two Re'iyos overall, but it was a Re'iyah on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday, even though it was only two, because again, the Monday night one is considered both Monday day and Tuesday night, the night before Tuesday. And therefore, he can be considered a full-fledged Zav with not just Tumas Zav, but with the carbon as well. So there are three different ways to look at these two consecutive, the Re'iyah both on Sunday Banish Mashos and Monday Banish Mashos. There's three different ways to look at it. One's very lenient, where he's not even a Zav. The one is where he's a Zav, but he doesn't have Tumas, he doesn't have to bring a Karban. And the third is that no, it's considered three Re'iyos, and he has to bring or at least three consecutive days of a Re'iyah, and therefore he has to bring a Karban. So what do we say? We say, over here, Kitadan, we learned in the Mishnah, Re'esh Ne Yamim, he sees 2 days, Banish Mashos, Suffik Letuma LeKarban. It's a Suffik for regarding whether he's Tami or not, and it's even a Suffik for a Karban. Re'e Yom Echad Banish Mashos, Suffik Letuma. And if he sees 1 day during Banish Mashos, it's a Suffik whether he has Letuma Zav in general. So we're Machmir, and we're going to say that he is, that it's considered Chomer of 2 Yamim. Shnei Yamim, and therefore he has, in this case, if this only happened during 1 day, right? Let's say it was only Sunday during Banish Mashos, so we consider it 2 days, and therefore he has Tumas Zav, even though it was only one Re'iyah during Banish Mashos. It's considered of Sunday and of Monday. And if it was Sunday during Banish Mashos and Monday during Banish Mashos, we consider that three consecutive days of Re'iyah, and therefore he would bring a carbon as well. That's pretty machmir. Okay, now back to analyzing the opinions of Banish Mashos. So how gufakashu? There's inherently a question in the opinion expressed by Rabbi Yehuda, which is as follows. Amrat, you said Ezuhu Banish Mashos Mishitishka Achama, when the sun sets, calls manship name Mizrach Ma'adimin, as long as the eastern sky is red, which implies ha hechsef atachton velo hechsef elyon lailahu, that if the lower sky darkened and the higher sky did not darken yet, but right, there's no more, you know, redness in the east, then it would be considered night. That's the implication. V'hadar tana, but then it goes back in the same line. He says hechsef atachton, but if the lower sky darkened velo hechsef elyon banish mashos, that's still considered banish mashos. So there's a contradiction, right? It's very wordy. He says that from when the sun sets and the sun, there's the redness of the sun and so you would think that's the qualification. But then it says that, it's still not considered, Banish Mashos is not over until the darkness of the entire darkness of both skies, the Elyon and the Tachton. So there are going to be two, explanations for this Shita, Rabba and Rav Yosef, and there's going to be a Nafkamina Lahalacha, based on this. They're actually say different Zmanim based on how they interpret this statement. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kroch Vitani. So Rabba says in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, right, the Amora, in the name of Shmuel, Kroch Vitani. You kind of have to put them together and teach it. And what does that mean? He says, Ezu Banish Mashos, when is Banish Mashos? Mishatishka Achama, from when the sun sets, Kozma Shapnei Mizrach Ma'adimin, V'hichsev Atachton, And so not just when, so it starts when the sun sets and the sun is red, and even v'hichsev atachton, v'hichsev elyon. Even if the lower part of the sky is already dark, as long as the higher part of the sky is not dark yet, not only banish mashos, it's still banish mashos. But then hichsev elyon v'hichsev atachton, laila. But if it hits the, so really the kind of like two markers, two points where it's still considered banish mashos, when the eastern sky is red, and even if the lower sky is dark, as long as the higher sky is not. But if the higher sky is dark, then banish mashos is over, then it's considered light, night. Rav Yosef Amarav Amar Shmuel Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yosef also quotes Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, explaining the shita of Rav Yehuda. But he's explaining differently. He says, this is how you're supposed to learn it. Misha Tishka Hachama, from when the sun sets, Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin Yom. Once the sun starts setting, and even after the sun already set itself, and the eastern sky is red, yom, that's still considered yom, meaning the sun already set, and the eastern sky is still red, that's still considered daytime. Hichsev atachton velo hichsev elyon, and when the lower sky is dark, but the upper sky is still light, that's Banish Mashos. Hichsifa Elyon Vihishvela Tachton, but once both skies are equal, then Banish Mashos is over, Lila. That's considered Lila. So they agree about the end. The end is where the upper and lower sky are equal, but the Rav Yehuda holds that, but the starting point is different. The starting point, of Banish Mashos is different, and the status of Shkia Sachama, Rav Yosef would not consider that. We consider that full-fledged day. That has not even been Mashos yet. And the Gemara says, Vasala Tamayo, and they go according to their reasoning. Ditmar Shir Banish Mashos, right? They have a different machlokas, or not really different machlokas, but they say elsewhere there's a machlokas about the Shir of Banish Mashos. Ditmar Shir Banish Mashos, Bekama, how much is it? Amaraba, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shlosha Chelke Mil. So he says three portions of a meal. And in a couple of lines, Rav Yosef is going to quote two portions of a meal. So we're going to have to explain what the Gemara is going to try to analyze. What does it mean, portions of a meal? So back to Rabbah. It says three shlosha chelkei meal. So my gimel chelkei meal, what does that mean? So a few possibilities. Ilei mea tlasa palgei mila. So if you're going to tell me it means three half meals, so name a meal umechetza, right? So if it's going to say three half meals, so that just equals 1.5 meals. So don't say 3 half meals, say 1.5 meals. That's a more logical way to phrase this fraction. So ella tlesa tilsi. So rather, maybe you'll say, oh, so what does it mean 3 portions of a meal? You mean 3/3 of a meal. Well, mila, so tlesa mila. So nema meal. So then let us just say meal. Don't say 3/3 of a meal, say 1 meal. Ella tlesa rivai. Rivai Mila. Rather, it must mean, when he says 3 portions of a meal, he must be dividing the meal into 4, and he means 3/4 of a meal. That's what Rava must mean when he says that. Okay, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chelkei Mil. He says 2 portions of a meal. So now we have to, what does Rav Yosef mean by that? So, my Shnei Chelkei Mil, what does that mean? Ilei Matrei Palgei. If you say it means 2 halves of a meal. So, Mila. So let him say meal. Don't say 2 halves of a meal, say 1 full meal. Vela tre rave mila. Well, what are you going to say? So it's 2/4 of a meal, like we explained the chelke of Rabba to be quarters. So we're going to say 2/4 of a meal. So it's tre rave mila, lema chatzi meal. So then you would say half meal. Don't say 2/4 of a meal, say half a meal. So Ella, what must it be? Next, Amad, Lamad, Hey, Amad, Aleph, tre tilse meal. No, it means 2/3 of a meal. And so that means that Rabba says it's 3/4 of a meal, and Rav Yosef says it's 2/3 of a meal. My binahu, what's the difference between them? So Ika binahu, palga de danka, half of a danka, which Rashi says a danka is a danka is a sixth, a shtus. And half of that is a 12th, right? Because, right, if you just work out the math, right, to try to figure out 2/3 and 3/4. So, right, if you remember your fractions from, I don't remember what grade. So you have to multiply the bottom numbers, right? So 2/3 and 3/4. So you multiply the bottom numbers, which is, then we're talking in twelfths. And then you have to multiply the bottom number by the top number of the other fraction, the other fractions, because we're just dealing with twelfths now. Rashi goes through the math as well over here. And it comes out that Rabba holds that the time of Banish Mashos is 9/12 of a meal, while Rav Yosef holds it's 8/12 of a meal. So Rabba's shear is a greater shear. We can remember that because Rabba means more, right? So Yosef also means to add, so maybe this isn't so helpful. But it's Rabba is the greater shear, because he says it starts earlier, it starts from Shkias Achama, not after the lower sky already got dark.